Bande Bhakti Vinodam Sri Gaura Shakti Swarupakam Bhakti Shastragya Samrajam Radha Rasa Sudhanirim Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Satyavasata Sri Srimad Sri Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Avirbhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Dai Bhagavan Saraswati Thakur Ki Dai Vishnupad Bhakti Rakak Siddhardev Goswami Maharaj Ki Dai Om Vishnupad Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Dai Om Vishnupad Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Dai Srila Gaura Krishnamurti Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Dai Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Dai So really, everything is owed to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the greatest debt, because if not for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is no Krishna consciousness movement in the modern world. And for those who say, no, what about this? There's no Prabhupada. If there's no Saraswati Thakur, there's no Saraswati Thakur, there's no Bhaktivinoda Thakur. No Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, they're not there if not for Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because as Guru Maharaj would say, it was the, Gurudev liked to say, the wealth in the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that brought Saraswati Thakur to this world. He needed the distributor. It's like so many people, they have some excellent product, but no distribution. You know? So this is the supreme, most excellent product, but how shall it be distributed? And we see, very interestingly, in Bhagavad Gita, later in Uddhava Gita section of the Bhagavad Purana, that Krishna himself recognizes, accepts, expresses, what is, in a sense, problematic with the distribution of the absolute truth or divine knowledge in this world. See, in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is saying, Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyam vivasvan manave praha manur ikshakave bhavit. He's telling Arjuna, I instructed this originally to the sun god, Vivasvan. Arjuna thinking, Vivasvan, he's hundreds of millions, that's hundreds of millions of years ago. How did that happen? Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna. Arjuna, many births, appearances in this world, you've had, I've had, differences, I remember all of them. In Krishna's case, his various avatars, incarnations. But then he says, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshyo vidu sa kalaneha nashta yo, sa kalaneha something yogo nashta parantapa. Yog, the link was broken, the line of descent, it was modified beyond recognition. What does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say in his Bhagavad speech? That the truth inevitably, invariably, is converted into falsity. That happens. That's the nature of this plane. And he references the Uddhava Gita, where Krishna is telling Uddhava another descent from, you know, Brahma to Narada, etc. It says, Prakriti Vaichitra and Paramparjena. Prakriti Vaichitra means that it undergoes the modification of the receivers. Like Narada, Brahma's son's disciple, Narada. Different people are hearing the what is being expressed, and their perception of that is varied. And according to the modification of individual temperament, then there's a line of thought from there, a line of thought from another place. And Guru Maharaj said, and what it's become in the modern world, he said, is a religious jungle. Right? Jungled. Right? So many interpretations of the truth and seeming contradiction of one another or canceling one another. So, Mahaprabhu came, descended in this world, and in a sense delivered the new religion. But even in this case, in time, it was modified and beyond recognition. And what was going on in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism was a mockery, an insult to what it actually was, so that the so-called Vaishnavas, their reputation was damaged in the general society, and people thought, we want to have nothing to do with these people. They're in the name of Krishna Bhajan, they're offensive misinterpretation of the divine pastimes of Krishna, Radharani, Braja Gopis, they're engaged in all sorts of abominable, immoral practices and saying, you know, this is Krishna Bhajan. Right? Now, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed in his Bhagavad speech, he said, yes, so the truth is inevitably, invariably converted into untruth or falsity. He said, but lest we just left full of lamentation, he said, but that's why continued revelation and realization is necessary in each age to restore the truth to its former pristine position. So it's actually very hopeful and exciting what he's saying. Saying, yes, this happens. It's there in the Gita. From Krishna to Arjuna, it's acknowledged. It's acknowledged in the Uddhava Gita. From Krishna to Uddhava, as Krishna's about to leave this world. Saying, so that's happened again. He said, but that brings on the present day necessity of divine revelation. The absolute descending in relative circumstance. So this is meaningful to us collectively as well as individually. The absolute descending into our relative circumstance. It must be possible, as Guru Maharaj says, the infinite making itself known to the finite. And his means are infinite. Right? He has infinite means at his disposal for this divine revelation. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru Maharaj has glorified him in his prayers in separation. And he is highlighting the different qualities, characteristics, achievements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One of which, he says, is so when the lion had gone off course The course correction comes from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Right? And we see, just like the songs, the songbook of the modern day Krishna consciousness movement, it's comprised mainly of the songs of Narottam Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Right? And we'll see in one section, and the catalog of the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's targeting a particular Sahajiya Sampradaya known as the Baal Sampradaya, right? So he's required to do that right now? Okay, all right, it's okay. Right. So, and he's taking himself as one of them through the medium of these songs. He's actually expressing what their position is and then showing how it is deviant and needs to be corrected. That's one example. But following the analysis of Totaram Babaji, he said there are what, 13 Sahajiya Sampradayas. Again, Al Baal, Kartabaja, Saki Beki, Darvesh, Sahajiya, Jatagoshai. He said, like, how far off is it? He's giving you 13 varieties of deviation that were extant at that time. And if we followed it to now, we would have to say so many more. Right? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur did a course correction of the Gaudiya Sampradaya by his, and Guru Maharaj condensed this into just four lines to give us some idea, or what are the gifts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Which the simplest answer is everything we have is from him. Right? Whatever we have can be traced to him. But Guru Maharaj, as usual, condensed that into a simple pranam. Gurudam, Granthadam, Gauradam, Namadam, Buddha, Bhaktidam, Buridam, Bande, Bhakti Vinodadam, Sadam. And it's interesting. What is the first thing he said? Guru. Who is our guru? He gave us our guru. Because without guru, none of the other things will be meaningful or understood accurately. So as we told, attracted by the wealth and the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that brought Srila Saraswati Thakur down into this world and to offer himself as his agent of distribution. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would tell us, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had like 5 or 7 disciples. That seems unthinkable, but that's the fact. 5 or 7 fortunate souls at that time got initiation from him. So even though he's the founder of what's become known as the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement and gifted all the wealth to us, at the time, he was respected in society and by higher echelons and whatever. But just think, 5 to 7 people actually took initiation, had that good fortune and opportunity. So, and when I said to Srila Guru Maharaj once, and thinking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying it's, he shows in his pastimes that, it takes the role of like a Bengali gentleman in the higher echelons of society. He's educated in the British school system. He's a district magistrate. He's a family man. He has something like 12, 14 children, right? And then he will present his own story as if he undergoes some sort of conversion experience. That at a particular stage of his life, he comes in connection with the Chaitanya Charitamritam, and then that Bhagavad speech, he makes a reference to, it's actually a group who were not unlike some people in present times, trying to make an amalgam or a mixture of Christianity and Hinduism. So this is Ram Mohan Roy. He thought, this will be the religion for the modern world. We'll take the best of Christianity, you know, the best of the West and the East, put it together. And he thought maybe Bhaktivinod Thakur would be his successor. So it's this Bhagavad speech, which is actually Bhaktivinod Thakur's parting address. And there he mentions that no doubt how laudable is the Western savior, Jesus Christ. He said, but I'm rather charmed and captured by the Eastern savior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was at this point that he's expressing his direction. As he told, when we mentioned before, according to the modification of the temperament of the receiver, the truth is, according to the temperament of the receiver, the truth is modified. That can go in two directions. Right? It can become degraded, but it can also be upgraded, in a sense. So, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur references this in his speech in the Bhagavad. He's saying, we follow an author's line of thought and we see how far it goes. And either there's course correction. He said, well, just like if you get lost on the road, you don't have to go back to exactly where you started. You just need to modify from where you are and then proceed in the right direction. So sometimes that's the case. Sometimes the case is that according to adhikar or capacity, a particular level or representation of truth is there on the basis of what the students can receive. That's very important. But it may also imply that there's more to be received. So we see in the line, and expressed in Guru Maharaj's poem, he's saying, what you've given, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, exceeds what was given by Madhva and Ramanuja. He doesn't say it's equal to that, or as good as that, or you're as great as them. What he's really saying is, what you've done, it's superior to what they've given. We say, well, they're great acharyas, they're sampradayak acharyas. Is this to dismiss? No, we're following their line of thought. They've taken it to a particular level, and what they gave was based upon the receivers of the day. We know that Madhva was predominantly occupied with fighting with Mayavadis. So practically everything he's saying is targeting them and their misconceptions. He's at war with Mayavad. And they were so devastated by his assault, they went so far as to, they wrote in one scripture because there was no way around Madhva. So they modified one scripture. They just went in and like, you know, and said, he's an incarnation of the Madhu demon come to destroy the Sampradaya. So that some genius who thinks, I know Sanskrit, I've been studying Sanskrit. You know, says right here in the book that Madhva's an incarnation of the Madhu demon come to destroy the Sampradaya. Yeah, except you don't know that that was written in there by his opponents. Taking the line of thought up to a particular point. Once one renegade disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur was trying to break the faith of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And his method of approach was to say, You know, he's given things that are not, cannot, that are not in Veda, or do not have Vedic reference, or, and Guru Maharaj, without the details, that would be another talk, but fast forwarding, Guru Maharaj's response was, he said, what are the Vedas? So they are they are received truth of the rishis. The rishis are expressing these Vedas, right? He said, and what is their subject matter? There's Brahma Paramatma, Bhagavan. They primarily deal with the Brahman aspect. He said, with some Paramatma and a hint of Bhagavan. He said, so that's how they're expressing. We know the Vedas themselves later, when they, as Veda Stuti, they participate in the Madhura Rasa pastimes of Krishna, they're thinking like, what have we done? We didn't clearly indicate to everyone that they had this sort of prospect, this sort of possibility. Mukti aradvanyata rupam swarupena vivastiti. So he's saying, that's how far they go. Predominantly Brahman, some Paramatma hinting at Bhagavan. He said, but our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what they're giving surpasses what is given in the Vedas. He's saying, not found there. It is surpassing Vedic thought as conventionally understood, right? Because they're giving the full-fledged theistic Krishna conception as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So not only did he qualify what was meant, he showed that it was superior in quality. So as he records in his form, he's saying, so you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you've exceeded what was delivered by Madhva and Ramanuja in his presentation of Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the line of thought of Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur would take Srila Saraswati Thakur on pilgrimage, right? Yatra, like we do. You go, the Brajamandal Purikrama, Navadiptam, we say Gurudam, Granthadam. He gave us all of our books, Chaitanya Charitamritam, Srimad Bhagavatam, all of our songs, our song books. Gauradam, he revealed the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. He revealed the spiritual cartography of the whole of Navadvip. Granthadam, Gauradam, Namadam. The holy name of Krishna. If you read in Sharanagati, then we have this in Search for Sri Krishna, the section called the Nectar, the service of the holy name, Nectar of the holy name. And so when Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Nama Rupa Guna Lila, from his sort of Krishna Nam, what? The form of Krishna starts appearing from the holy name, then revealing specific qualities. And then he said, forcibly takes me into his pastimes. And what he describes there is inconceivable and incredible. Sometimes people would witness all of these ecstatic symptoms and waves upon the divine form of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We know in his final days, when we're told, he was so, transitioned to the upper world to maintain the least amount of consciousness in this plane, that he was in his house with one assistant. He was practically naked. If some visitor came, his assistant, Krishnadas, would take some, like, sit him in a chair, take a cloth, and drape a cloth over him. And then they would bring in the people for his darshan, and they'd go, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, will you please say something to us about Krishna Nam? And you remember, Bhaktivinoda said that, Krishna Nam, Krishna Nam, Krishna Nam. And then his hair standing on end, waves of ecstasy moving on his divine form, and he's just going, Krishna Nam, and fell out of his chair and fainted. Just being asked a question, can you say something about Krishna Nam? Right? And that, what? Krishna nama sudakorya pran judao bhakti vinoda pran. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, and this, soon the time will come when from all the Western countries, various people, they will come to the holy dham of Navadvip, and they'll be taking Krishna nam and chanting the name of Gauranga. And Gurudev said that, he said, when we heard this, when we first came to the mission, we thought, it's like something devotees say, this will be all over the world, you know, it's maybe in some subtle way, or they had different ways of adjusting that. He said, but there were men, there was one man, Guru Maharaj, and perhaps his disciple Saraswati Thakur, he heard of one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's lectures at a school where he said these very words. And he said, and soon Mahaprabhu's religion, it will be the only religion in the world, you know, and this type of thing. And he said, but through A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur became realized. It was no longer theoretical or a metaphorical understanding of things. But that same, so that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudam, Granthanam, Gauradam, revealed the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, you know, in his final days, still being a district magistrate. Think about it. He's in court all day, sitting in judgment of different cases. After that, he goes home. He has 14 children. We know in India, like you have daughter, you have to arrange their marriage. Yeah, it's very involved. And we're told sometimes at 8 o'clock at night, he'd take maybe 4 rotis, like very thick chapatis and some milk, and then sleep for 4 hours. Wake up at midnight, start Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamritam, all of the songs, Navadvip Dham Mahatmyam, Navadvip, you know, Bhavataranga, Prema Pradeep. And I said to Guru Maharaj, he's saying how he found a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, was captured by Mahaprabhu, underwent this transition. And I'm saying, but what to speak of the sum total of the works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? If you just read the Jaiva Dharma or Chaitanya Shikshamritam, this is not possible for someone who like was converted and then, you know, then he skyrocketed in this way. And Guru Maharaj said, yes, he said, when we observe the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can only draw one conclusion, that he descended from that higher plane into this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not a practitioner of Krishna consciousness, meaning he descended from Mahaprabhu's abode, from Krishna's abode, into this world to distribute something, right, with Saraswati Thakur as his agent. So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur at midnight writing those books, those songs, and for a few hours, and then he had a cement bench on his porch. You can still see, and Swarup Ganj and Surabhi Kunj, Swananda Sukhata Kunj. And at a certain moment, like he would start taking Krishna Nam, and there was one disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur, I believe his name is Parbat Maharaj, lived near, like, he was just saying, his next door neighbor was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he recalls, he said, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning, you'd hear this wailing, someone crying out, Krishna Nam. He said, as if someone's heart was breaking and they were crying out the name of a long distant lover off in the distance. There's this heartbreaking sound of the taking of Krishna Nam. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur taking Krishna Nam in the morning, you know, in the middle of writing all of our songs, the books, everything. Right? Before he will, in the morning, you know, have some breakfast and go to work, right? Having slept from 8 till midnight, you know, 4 hours. But sometimes, so he's there taking Krishna Nam on his cement bench, and then like he feels a breeze coming by. And he notices day after day, that breeze, it comes by at the same time every day, whether it was like 4:15 or something like that. And he notices it's coming from a particular place, and then it's going in a particular direction. Sometimes he had placed himself there in this location because the British, they're very expert at mapping out everything. Like to this day in England, if there's a footpath in the woods somewhere, it's on a map, it has a name, really. So here he looks in the local Office of Records where they have the buying and selling of properties, deeds, right, where you go and see, it's on register there. And he sees this one part, plot of land, and it says M-Y-A-P-U-R, Mayapur. And Bhaktivinoda, and he goes to that place, and near it's surrounded by Muslim farmers. And he asks them if they know something about this land. It reminds me of, and they say, oh, that land is useless. We try growing, nothing will grow there. Well, one thing grows there, tulsi. Otherwise, it's useless land, just full of tulsi. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, show me this one. And he's overwhelmed in divine ecstasy. It's a crude example, but Chernobyl, right? You've heard of Chernobyl? All right, okay. So Chernobyl, that was like, what now? How long ago? 1985. 40 years? Something like, a long time ago. So 35, 40 years, it's a long time ago. Now, and grass has grown, many things have happened. But if you go there, to the naked eye, you won't notice any difference, right? But if you go there with a so-called Geiger counter, it will register radiation. And they'll be able to determine that at a particular time, a nuclear event took place here. In a similar way, these divine souls, when they enter a place like this, for other people, they're saying, oh, useless piece of land, only tulsi is growing there. But for a soul like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose heart is full of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, when he goes there, he understands there were divine lilic nuclear events that took place here. And not only long ago, they're live streaming now for such souls, right? That's where this example changes a little bit. It's not just something that happened at a particular time. He's tuning in to that plane. It's alive here. But being a perfect devotee, he's not overly confident in his own judgment, assessment of things. So what does he do? He knows, who is the senior-most Vaishnava? Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So lived to 125 years. These sort of souls, if only five or seven could get initiated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then you can start to understand souls like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who can understand who they are? He has one attendant who carries him around in a rattan wicker basket, right? Which, by the way, they used to do, palki. They used to, they fit on people, and they would carry people up the Himalayas previously in these baskets, shaibs, which means white people. It's a polite term for white folks, right? So, but Jagannath Das Babaji is like, as you see in the picture on the altar, he's hunchbacked at this time. and carried by his attendant. When he gets there, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur wants his verification, I'm told, he leaps out of the basket. He's leaping 1 meter off the ground, and his body's become straightened, and he's chanting ecstatically the holy name of Krishna and Gauranga. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur can understand that's the, now it's certified by Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj. Right, who Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Kalyana Kalpataru, sometimes on Ekadashi, they'd be having kirtan with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and he would start like dancing in ecstasy, and he would transfer his ecstasy to the devotees participating in the kirtan, heart to heart. He'd transfer to them, and then suddenly they couldn't play kartal, sing, or play the drums. It must have looked like madness to anyone who saw them. They were just stunned in ecstasy. Imagine they're just like sounds coming out of their mouth, and their bodies are trembling. And on a Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ecstatic transfer, right? Heart transfer. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in those evenings, writing Jiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamritam, sometimes he would look across the, what was it, Jalangi, Saraswat, that section, and see, have a vision of a city, this like divine city appearing there. And the place that he now understood was Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when that breeze would come while he's taking Krishna Nam, you'd see it's coming from a place called Devapoli. It's variously known, Nasringapoli, Devapoli. Why? Because when Nasringadev had killed Hiranyakashipu, and we're told, where is it? In Ahovalam, where he washed the blood from his hands, and there the rocks are red in that spot. Then he's flying back to his own abode, surrounded by so many devatas. And then when he comes over this region, he's thinking, oh, this is the place where, again, there's the divine soul. They know, they feel that spiritual radiation. He's thinking, oh, here is where I appear as Mahaprabhu in the Kali Yuga. Let us stop here as a pilgrimage site. I want to, bask in this divine ambience and atmosphere. So Nisringadev, he rests there on one hill, and there are so many surrounding hills, and all the devatas, they come there, and they're worshiping Nisringadev. And as Leela would have it, some Brahmin, like chanting his Gayatri in the nearby Kunda, discovers a Nisringadev murti, looks like Shila, like Shalagram Shila, actually, from Sati Yuga. And if you see to this day, when you go there, parts of it, this deity is so old, the stone, it's worn away. And once, when we were there on the Mats, Navaditam Parikrama, these are family operations, right? So you met, like, the mom, the dad, who are in charge of these various temples. So they're taking a break. They put, like, their 9-year-old son in charge of the deity darshan. And he's, like, not expert at crowd control. So we're being pushed, and we're all being put, and I'm like, Prabhu, and everyone's so eager to see the deity. I keep getting pushed forward, and finally, at last, I fall down on my knees, and I'm like, my head is pushed down. I'm this close to the deity, and I'd never seen this before, and the many times of taking darshan there before, but I see beneath the lotus feet of Nisringadev is Prahlad Maharaj bowed in pranam right underneath Nisringadev's lotus feet. And I'm like, oh, how wonderful. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur feels that breeze coming, he realizes Nrisimhadev from Devapoli, Nrisimhapuni, every morning he's attending the Mangalarti of Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. This is the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gurudam, Granthadam, Gauradam, Namadam, Bhaktidam, Buddhidam, Bande, Bhaktivinodadam, Buddha, Sada, Tada. So, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur although he had so many children, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, and we say this with bowed head, folded palm, but just for edification, he said, of all the children, and not to diminish their prestige in any way, he's saying, but two are seriously interested in Krishna consciousness. Lalita Prasad, Bimala Prasad. And he says, another two, one is a Sahajiya. So we went like, how rare is to come in connection with the pure line of Krishna consciousness. Bimala Prasad later becomes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Why Bimala? There's a deity. When he was conceived and appeared in Jagannath Puri, there are these various devis and devatas outside of Jagannath. And Bimala Devi is one. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur would pray to her about this child. So when he appeared, he gave him the name Bimala Prasad. And he would sometimes, seeing the nature of this boy, so intense, so fierce in his defense of the line of Mahaprabhu and attacking the opposition, it would show up in school. You know, like when the kids come and the teachers go, you know, they mention the child has some issues with the other students or something like that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur started to worry about Saraswati Thakur. He said, I'm with this assertive nature, you know, in saying, I'm wondering, you know, about your future, how you're going to get on in the world. You know? And Guru said, Saraswati Thakur said, don't worry about me. I'll be fine, I assure you. But why do you think? Because I've got the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj tells Saraswati Thakur, when he heard, like, you're going to leave the Dham and go to Calcutta? Prabhu, don't, Calcutta's hell. Calcutta's the center of hell. It's the place of Ma Kali and Maya. Don't leave the Dham and go there. You know? And Saraswati Thakur said, oh, you don't know. Like, I have so much faith in the dust from your holy lotus feet that I can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. He said, and if, as you say, it's the center of hell, what better place to establish Bhaktivinoda Thakur's conception of Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda? That will be the first place I go to, and the best place. That's where I went to establish this altar for Mahaprabhu and, you know, Vinod Pran, Vinod Balava, everything Vinod. And the names of his deities, and he's saying, Guru Maharaj said, so much so, he's giving us the impression there is no approach for me to Radha and Krishna without the intervention of Vinod, meaning Bhakti Vinod. And that's why Guru Maharaj wrote the Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam to capture, he realized, oh, Saraswati Thakur is totally captured by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So if I praise Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then I capture him. That is his strategy. And that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so he would take Saraswati Thakur to visit these holy places. And it was to him that he said, let loose with the enigmatic phrase, he said that, we all know. And I said, remember, these things are very contextual. They should not be expressed without context, lest they be misunderstood, misrepresented, and create chaos. But he said, we all know Vrindavan is for the hollow, shallow thinkers. A man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. Guru Maharaj said, when he heard this, he said, as if I fell out of the top of a tree. Vrindavan's the highest place, the land of Krishna, it's everything. And now he's telling us that's for shallow, hollow people. A man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. Then the first question that would come to the minds of many, I mean, like, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Kurukshetra? No. How Kurukshetra? When after 100 years of separation, Radharani and Brajagopis, who cannot tolerate the blinking of an eye of separation, they're cursing Brahma for making eyes that blink. After 100 years of separation, they at last, on the plea of observing the solar eclipse, they've come from Vrindavan, queens of Dwarka, coming to Krishna, they've come, and they meet in Kurukshetra. So what is the principle? Guru Maharaj has extracted. Service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. Right? Service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the expert, saying, at this place, separation has reached its zenith point. Right? 100 years of separation. So separation at its zenith point. Now Krishna is before them. Radharani and Brajagopi is one side, Krishna on the other side. But what? Krishna as Dwaraka Krishna, right? As a king, absent his eternal companion, the flute, the Gopa Vesh, the dress of a cowherd boy, no Jamuna, the Lord Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is inseparable from his paraphernalia. So Radharani and Braja Gopis cannot conceal their disappointment. And what? They want to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So what? This is the Ratayatra, right? The principal pastime celebrated by Mahaprabhu and his divine associates. So since separation reaches its zenith point here, that means that Srimati Radharani is under the greatest necessity for service. So service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you can enter that plane and render service at that time, what will come back to you is of such inconceivable value, there's no chance of ever descending to this plane again. And Guru Maharaj explaining that can only be appreciated by Radharani and Mahaprabhu, Mahabhav, and the, Prem, Man, Ra, Pranay, Ra, Man, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. The highest type, highest quality and quantity of ecstasy, Asta, Sattvika, Vikar, etc., only experienced by Mahaprabhu and Radharani. Right? But Guru Maharaj said, but Radharani, if at this time the group, they render service and assistance, then from her Mahabhav plate, she's saying, here, taste what we're tasting. Although it's beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to achieve such thing, by her grace, she's saying, here, taste what we're tasting. And Guru Maharaj said, once you've had a taste of that substance, what to speak of all other taste, all other rasas are tasteless. Raso varjam raso pyasya paramdrishtva nivartate. This is the gift That means Radha Dasya, the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world. So Srila Guru Maharaj wrote, and all the verses, they're so wonderful, they're so beautiful. But this one stands out as, you know, sort of like the crown jewel within there. And Saraswati Thakur, when he saw this, as it was written in his lifetime, he asked, "Who has written this?" And Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Sarangava Goswami, he said, "Sridhar Maharaj." And Srila Saraswati Thakur said, "Oh no, Sridhar Maharaj has not written this." He said, "Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him." Right? It's that perfect. What a compliment. What certification. That's when he said, "Soon I will leave the world, but now I'm satisfied. One man will remain behind who can represent me fully and represent Bhaktivinoda Thakur fully." And what does he do in this sloka? It points to Srila Guru Maharaj's sterling qualities and qualifications. That you have to, it's one thing to mention all these divine personalities, and it's good, and to say, and they're all so great, and we bow to them. That's like a pranam. But if you can identify each one, in other words, assess, weigh, and value, and say, this one's contribution is this, that one's contribution is that, that reveals a greater depth of realization, understanding, and Vaishnavata, level of achievement. Who can do that? Right? Gradation. Guru Maharaj, everything ever talks about is gradation. Upadeshamrita is gradation. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is gradation. The Ramananda Sambhad is gradation. Right? And so what does he say there? Sri Gauranamutam Swarupa Viditam Rupagra Jainadritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Raghu Gunai Ashwaditam Sevitam Jivadyaya Virakshitam Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Padasevanamritam Aho Taddatum Yusho Bhavan. Aho means like, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. Sri Gauranamutam Swarupa Viditam, the real confidential reason for the descent of Krishna as Mahaprabhu in this world, that is known only to Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, right? Mahaprabhu the second, Mahaprabhu the other, only Swarup Damodar, only Lalita Sakhi knows fully why. So Kaviraj Goswami bases Charitamritam on the notes of Swarup Damodar and his assistant, Raghunath Das Goswami. See, it's perfect. And Kaviraj Goswami says, a thing can be understood in two ways. One, he said, if anyone knows anything substantially about Mahaprabhu, and alluding to his ecstatic emotional interior, he's saying he must have heard it from Swarup Damodar. And the inverse of that is, if someone is saying something that is not in line with what has been expressed by Swarup Damodar, it's a hallucination, an operatic, episodontic hallucination. There's no real value to that. Right? So Swarupa Viditam, Swarupa Bibrano Jagatatulyam, the incomparable Swarup Damodar. Right? Sri Gauranga Swarupa Viditam, Rupagra Jainaditam. And the elder brother of Rupa, as Sanatan loves to be referred to, Sanatan Goswami, he's saying, this is worshipable to Sanatan Goswami, by Sanatan Goswami. And that Rupagra Jainaditam, Rupadye Pariveshitam. And Rupa Goswami and his followers, they're distributing this divine substance. Raghu Gunai Ashwat. And Raghu Gunai Ashwat means, and Raghunath Das means, includes Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, they're relishing that, what's given by Rupa about Mahaprabhu. Swarup said, you must have revealed it to him when he's indicating the Rupa Nugalaya. So Raghunath, Krishnadas, they're relishing that substance, and what's happening in the process? It's becoming more relishable. In this world, when someone tastes something and then you get, you know, they've, it's, what do you call it, become tasteless. Right? And we're saying, here, they're relishing and tasting this divine substance, and it's becoming more relishable and tasteful on account of that. Oh, then it must be protected. Jivadyeya barakshitam Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhushan. They're protecting this. Rakkak, protection, guardian devotion, protecting it from what? From the imitation, adulteration, those who would challenge its authenticity, right? Imitationism. Right? Jiva, Deva, and then what? Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, and Uddhava are aspiring for a drop. Asamaho charanenu jishama hangshang. Vrindavane kimapi gumalatosa dinam. Then you think, this is so exciting. What is it? Sri Radha padasevanamritam. It is your gift to the world, is the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Radha Rasa Shuddha Nidhim. That flow, that current, you're bringing everyone in connection with that divine flow. Yatha yatha gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi. Tata tatot sarputi hridya kasmat. Radha padam bhoja sudambu rasi. Those who are, have the good fortune to come in connection with the Krishna consciousness movement, right? Srila Prabhupada took this movement all over the world. But what is it? It is this, to come in connection with that divine flow, to enter that divine current. Sri Radha Padasevanamritam. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. That's why Saraswati Thakur said, what I came to give, someone got it. Understood it fully. And so, but so that we not be misled. Then what does Guru Maharaj conclude? That he wants a direct relationship with Bhaktivinoda Thakur? No. Prabhupada would call that jumping over. And he's saying, so you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then please be merciful to me and allow me to become one of the insignificant, humble, aspiring servants of your dear Dvaita Das, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishna. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Avirbhav Mahamahotavatiti Ki Jai. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Give me a songbook. Dara Dara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath. A songbook. Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha Hoite Vijnanas Abhishta Puran. I'm going to sing this song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gai Gora Madhu Sware. It's in this book, it's on 132. I don't know about other books. Hare Krishna. And you can play that beat? Yes. Okay. Everyone have ready? Gai Gaura Madhu Swade Nam Gai Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Swade Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Swade. Tako balne tako sadhari bole dako grihe tako balne tako sadhari bole dako grihe tako balne tako sadhari bole dako grihe tako Suke duke bulo nako bandane hari nam koro re Suke duke bulo nako bandane hari nam koro nam gai Maya jale baddha hoye Acho mije kaj loye Maya jale baddha hoye Maya jale baddha hoye Acho mije kaj loye Chetana pe Radha Madhav nam bolo re Nam Gai Gaura Madhu Swade Jivana hoila shesh Nabajile Rishikesh Jivana hoila shesh Nabajile Rishikesh Jivana hoila shesh Nabajile Rishikesh Bhakti bina rupa desak banam rase matore Bhakti bina rupa desak banam rase matore Nam gai Gaura Madhu Swade Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Vari Brajaka Charjan Sateras of the Sri Srimad, Sri Srila Satchinananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Avirba Mahamahotsabatiti Ki Jai. Sri Srila Satchinananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Avirba Mahamahotsabatiti Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charjan Sateras of the Sri Srimad, Sri Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Sri Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Srila Satchinananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Gorga Dadhar Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shvasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadip Dham Ki Jai. Sri Swananda Sukhata Kunja Ki Jai. Sri Surabhi Kunja Ki Jai. Sri Godruma Desh Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnupad Vishvavarena Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Brinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Vimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Sriman Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Seva Brinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Brinda Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Abhirbhav Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande.